proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston. Welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're teaching on manifesting the sons of God. Now, this is, when we say sons, we mean the mature offspring. We're not talking about a gender, a male or female. We're talking about a person who in the spirit, in the kingdom, has matured, has grown up. You see, there are certain things God has to deliver to you, but you can't receive them if you're not grown up. He says over in Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, he said, Paul was talking about his brethren. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. You see, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 1 that Jesus is the lawful owner of everything. Everything Satan stole from humanity, Jesus took it back. But he just didn't take it for himself. We become joint heirs with him. That doesn't mean he gets 50% and you get 50%. It means he gets 100 and you get 100. That everything Jesus got back, he got back not only for himself, but also for us as well. Now, we have to receive that, but we have to grow up to be able to receive it. Now, as we look at this, we're talking about the kingdom of God, and we've talked on the kingdom of God in terms of the kingdom of God and salvation, meaning being born again. But there's a whole other aspect to the kingdom of God, and that's not only being born again, but now that's being having this understanding of how to operate in the kingdom of God, how to grow up, how to receive, how to work the laws of the kingdom of God. All of that is a part of the kingdom of God. Many times we say, well, you know, I'm working on trying to make heaven my home. Well, praise God. Thank God for that. But do you know one of the biggest things that you've come to do in this earth is bring heaven down here to this earth? That's the mature sons of God. Well, let's get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to go into it. Get some good teaching now. It's called Manifesting the Sons of God. Turn to Exodus chapter 3, please. Exodus chapter 3, verse 19. And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. Now, this is God talking to Moses. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with my wonders and which I will do in the midst thereof. And afterward, he'll let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you'll not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and every and of her that sojourneth of her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And you shall put them on your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall do what to Egyptians? All the Egyptians. Now, he is then again affirming the fact that now they're coming out. Now, God says that Pharaoh will not let them go. Now, this is interesting because that's kind of where the church is. That the devil has been resisting the authority of the church. In fact, all kinds of forces have been assisting the Gentiles to make sure that the church does not receive what God has spoken. He said, the wealth of the wicked, come on, is laid up for the just. Now, the enemy knows that, and what he's doing has been actually resisting the church. Now, as you remember over here, here is, turn to Exodus chapter 5, and afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I shall obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Now, what does he have Israel? He had Israel in something called slavery. Do you all agree to that? All right. Now, slavery really is just a form of some kind of bondage. Do you agree to that? Yes. Now, what I'm saying here to you is that the enemy has had the church in bondage. Now, you say, well, now, wait a minute. Now, you can't say that because I'm not in bondage. Put something right there, please, and let's go all the way over to John's gospel and John chapter 8. Look what it said in John chapter 8 and verse 30. And he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the what? Truth. Keep going. And the truth shall make you free. Watch this. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How said thou, you shall be made free? Now, wait a minute. How do you know what freedom is? What is freedom? I mean, to you, what is freedom? What is freedom? Are you free? Are you financially free? See, are you socially free? What is freedom? And that's what you have to ask yourself. I need to define freedom. Because I may think I'm financially free because I have a job. Say amen to this. But I want to help you. If you're living from paycheck to paycheck, you are in bondage. Because the first thing you are is you're dependent on a demon-controlled system to keep you financially afloat. If you get mad at me, I don't care. But somebody got to tell you. See? Even the secular people who do financial counseling say that you should have at least, and maybe you can help me with this, 6 months savings so that if you are moving into a time where you are changing jobs or whatever, there'll always be enough. Some people call it a rainy day. Ain't no rain on my day, so I'm just... No, I want to say something here. If Jesus had a leper in Mark chapter 1, and he said, Lord, if thy will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus touched the leper and said, I will, be thou clean. He didn't do this. Okay, all right, be clean. No, because he was free. I'm helping somebody here. Because first we got to define freedom. Because maybe the enemy has tricked God's people into making them think they're free and they're still in bondage. Right. See? I'm just talking about what is freedom. Right. See, freedom is being in control. Right. Of my environment, my situation, my life, that's being in control. When you're free, the devil can't kill you. What is freedom? Freedom is not the Emancipation Proclamation. I mean, that is a soldier way of letting the slaves be free. But hey, that's not all there is to freedom. So no, I can't even take a vacation once a year. Why? Because I don't have any money. But I'm still, this is the day. the greatest weapon of the devil is ignorance. He calls it darkness. And the only way you're going to get around darkness is to get light. Revelation is light. Darkness, a spirit of deception. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and Satan deceived the whole world. It didn't say, and Satan deceived the whole church. That wasn't in there, because you're not supposed to be deceived. The church is supposed to be the benevolent empire of the world. We're supposed to be the ones who are supplying the bailout. Because we're supposed to be the lenders, come on, not the borrowers. You got creditors calling your house, you're in bondage. Now, that's not the put down. That's saying, I'm here to get you free. See, and we wonder, you know, I mean, those things have pressures with them, folks. That's pressure that comes with that stuff. Why? Because you were never designed, according to Adam, the way he was born, to be in that kind of bondage. Never designed to be in that. You, in the end, are supposed to replace a demon-driven economy. The church is supposed to replace it. Isn't this good? Pharaoh said, no, I'm not going to let him go. I'm holding him. Because half of them owe me some money. I'm telling you, the enemy has been resisting the church. Daniel chapter 3. And look what he did. He made a statue and said, on the time you hear the music, bow down. Well, now, that was a law that was made by the government of Babylon. Watch this. And it was against the government of the kingdom. And you are a citizen of the kingdom. Dual citizenship cannot be trusted. Daniel chapter 6, look what they did. They conspired together. Why? Because Daniel had an excellent spirit. He was rising. See, God is going to start having inventions flow out of you like water. That's one way you're going to get rich so fast. Israel was in Egypt. They were paupers one day. That means poor. And the next day, they had overflow. I said, you can be poor one day and in debt and trying to dodge the snatch man, and the next day you can be in overflow. Now, my point to you is don't be trying to reason it out, because the reasoning part of it is a part that brings you into the mental, and once you come into the mental, then faith goes out. Because faith only comes out of the heart. And so you're going to have to receive what the prophet says with your heart. And once he preaches it, you're going to have to believe what he says is going to come to pass. Say amen to that. The prophet showed up and said, tomorrow, about this time, it's going to be plenty and it's going to be cheap. Now understand, they were starving to death. They had no money. They had no resources. Somebody boiling somebody's baby and eating that. And I mean just devouring one another. And here comes a man of God on the scene. What is he preaching? The word of faith. He said something. He said, tomorrow about this time, Cronus, I'm talking about a set time, there'll be plenty and it's gonna be cheap. Folks, they tell me people are buying houses in Detroit for $10,000 a house. And people are buying up whole blocks of them. Folks, I've been saying it's going to be plenty, it's going to be cheap for how many years now?
It's got to be at least 8 years, 10 years. I've been saying it because I'm your prophet. I'm telling you, you about to get rich. I'm telling you, there's a set time of the favor of God is about to come in, sweep in, pay off everything you owe. You stop looking at me as just some old Bill Winston. Hey, now I'm your man of God. Your prosperity is in my mouth. It's a set time for the favor of God in your life. Your days of struggling are over. This is no longer you will struggle. No longer will you be hurting. No longer will you be deciding whether you can send your kid to that school because you don't have enough money. It's going to be plenty, and it's going to be cheap. All you got to do is receive. Say, I receive. Folks, we're not talking about something that's logical. We said God takes the foolish things. I said the foolish things. First thing you say is, I don't deserve it. You don't deserve to be saved. But he saved you anyway. All them hubcaps you stole. All that reefer. But he saved you, didn't he save you? Well, now he didn't save you so you could be in bondage. He saved you so he could bless you. Because you're going to be a blessing to the nations of the world. You will be the benevolent empire. This is what I'm talking about. Time for your struggling is over. Time for your doubting and wondering whether God is still God and all that is over. The power of God is about to come. It's about to come back to the church. Now, the enemy has resisted people, and they have not known it. And the reason why they've not known it is because they haven't been mature. And what happens is a person who's carnal, they're still moved by their feelings and by their senses. And so here's Job back over there, and the Bible says Job was the richest man in the East. Well, who made him rich? God made him rich. God didn't give him riches to take him away, so God made him rich, but here comes the devil. And Job was praying for his boys, his kids, and he's praying every day, praying the same prayer. Well, the Bible tells you in Matthew chapter 6, he said, don't be like the heathen do and pray vain repetition. Same thing over and over again, just like God didn't hear you the first time. You got what I'm saying? But what it does is it brings you into religion. Now, what is religion? Religion is that which is put forth by the world and by the systems of the world to keep people from resisting the enemy. It puts a person in the place of non-resistance. That's what religion does. And so what he did is he sunk over into this other side because the enemy came before God and said, hey, God said, what have you been doing down there? He said, if you considered my servant Job, well, he had his eye on Job because Job was being blessed and Job was going to represent how God really was in this earth. And the enemy doesn't want that representation. Say amen to that. So I'm just saying, here's the enemy resisting people. I was talking about Daniel a minute ago. Look what they did with Daniel in Daniel chapter 6. They said Daniel has an excellent spirit. Now, because of his excellent spirit, he's being promoted in the world system. Now, the enemy is trying to stop the promotion. So what does he do? The counselors get together and all the governors and whatnot, and they make a law. They said, we are not going to be able to stop him except we make a law against his God. And so notice what the enemy did. He made a law that nobody could pray to any God except to the king for the next 30 days. Doesn't that sound very familiar? Nobody can pray in the schools to any other God Are you following what I'm saying? And because the church wasn't grown up, the church just kind of, got mad for a minute. Right? You know, them old school system and so forth. Wait a minute. The earth is the Lord's. Yes. And he sent you here to take it over. I said, this earth is your responsibility. He said, whatever you bind on this earth is bound in heaven. In other words, whatever you declare unfit to exist in this earth, he will declare unfit. And I'm saying, you and me, we need to rise up. And we need to be everything that God calls us to be and start taking over. Not taking over people, but taking over the devil. Because he's the one that's trying to run this thing. Say amen to that. Well, I got news for him right now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us right now. And everything that the devil has planned, I cancel it. Children, I cancel it. Woo! Glory to God. Everything he has planned for your business, I cancel it. You better hear what I just did. I just cancel the plan of the devil for your life. You sit down. Let me tell you something. Oh, have mercy. Y'all with me? The prophet spoke it. I said the prophet spoke it. If I spoke it, it's released. I'm telling you, that enemy has resisted you and you've not known it, but that time is over now. I said it's going to be a time now that folks going to brag on being a Christian. Because everybody going to want to join in. Arise! Shine! For the light is come! And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. No more darkness. Sit down. At one area, I read this book. This man, God showed him heaven, showed him a warehouse full of arms and legs and eyeballs and so forth. And remember what's going to happen now. He's going to sweep through the church, and he's going to beautify the church. That means anything that's wrong with you is going to be fixed. In one sweep, I said, heaven is going to come to earth. And the next thing that happened, he said he went to different places. He even saw buildings that the church should have. He even saw music that the church had never claimed, new songs and so forth, books that had never been written. And he said he went to this one place, but there are angels standing guard over it. He said, what's that? He said, that's the place of new inventions. See, the devil knows that one new invention can make you a billionaire within 1 month. Come on now. I'm saying I speak a release upon you right now for witty inventions. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's manifesting as sons of God. We're talking about actually developing, getting the Word of God and acting on the Word of God. And this combination of hearing the Word and doing the Word causes us to grow up. Many times people come into a church service, they want to just hear more word. Well, that doesn't let you grow by itself. True enough, the Word of God is what's necessary for growth, but you have to act on that Word of God. When you act on it, you bring it to completion. And that's what all of us have to do. God is wanting each one of the members of His body, His family, to grow up. I'm talking about not riding on somebody else's faith, but where is your own faith? And you can do this very easily by hearing and doing the Word of God. It's called manifesting the sons of God. The whole earth right now is waiting on the church. They have no answers. The answers are in the church. So we've got to grow up so that we can go out into that world and make that heaven come to earth. Let people experience what heaven is really like. Well, the address and phone number
camera, on your screen. Go ahead. Order these teachings right away. It's so key today that the church move into the fullness of what God has planned for us. It's something that, again, the world is waiting for. We have the wisdom of God. We have the power of God. Things and problems that the world can't solve, we are the problem solvers. We are to manifest the sons of God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.